Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating disability evaluation on patient Castaglione, C-A-S-T-A-G-L-I-O-N-E, first name Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, date of birth, April 2nd, 1993, date of evaluation, March 15, 2022, the disability, correction referring physician, disability evaluation, the HVI, the patient presented a California driver's license, which correctly identified the claimant as Castiglione, C-A-S-T-I-G-L-I-O-N-E, Joshua hyphen Michael, ID number F2657686. The HBI, the patient reports history of heart murmur and stated that he needed a pacemaker. He further reports post-traumatic stress disorder and manic depressive slash bipolar disorder, period. Patient is somewhat an unclear historian, but apparently has history of AV block and underwent permanent pacemaker at age 7.5 year old, period. He stated that prior to the pacemaker, he did not have a normal childhood, but since that time was able to be more normal, period. He currently reports having fatigue and walking approximately 2 miles, period. He has no symptoms of orthopnea. He does report irregular heartbeat, period. His past medical history, high-grade AV block requiring permanent pacemaker placement, past surgical history, left hand fracture at age 15-16, pacemaker generator revision in 2011, the initial pacemaker was performed October 24, 2002, period. Medications, none. Allergies, none on drug allergies. Family history, paternal grandfather died of myocardial infarction. Paternal grandmother had Alzheimer's. The social history, he denies cigarettes, marijuana, or drug use, but reports occasional alcohol use, period. Review of systems, otherwise, is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 122/64, pulse 68, respiratory rate 20, height 72.5 inches, weight 249 pounds. Vision, both eyes 20/20, left 20/20, right 20/20. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic. Pupil equal round reactive to light and accommodations. Clear is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is supple. There is no adenopathy. There is no thyroidomegaly present. A well-healed scar is noted on the right anterior chest wall and appears to contain a pacemaker device, period. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, There is no S3 or S4, no murmurs present. There is no increased JVD. Abdomen is flat. There are no masses or tendons noted. No organomegaly present. Back, no costovertebral angle tendinitis is noted. No paravertebral angle tendinitis is present. Genitourinary deferred. Skin, he is noted to have the presence of multiple tattoos, period. Otherwise, comma, he has normal tergo texture and no rashes or ulcers are noted. Extremities, no cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. Neuro, non-focal, musculoskeletal, full range of motion. Echocardiogram, technically good study. Sinus rhythm, 63 beats per minute. The left ventricular systolic function appears depressed. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 40%. Apical septum is hypokinetic, possibly due to pacemaker. Apical anterior wall is mildly hypokinetic. There is septal activation consistent with RV pacemaker, period. Pacemaker / defibrillator wires are noted to be present in the right ventricle, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation is present, period. The impression, this is a 28-year-old male with history of complete heart block who underwent first pacemaker placement at age 7.5, period. He underwent a re-degenerator in 2011, period. He has applied for disability, period. Patient overall has few cardiac symptoms, period. He does have an abnormal echocardiogram, period. He is noted to have left ventricular dysfunction, period. The etiology of his left ventricular dysfunction is not entirely clear, period. EKG revealed a pace rhythm at 66 beats per minute, period. There is evidence of atrial sense ventricular pace rhythm, period. The patient overall appears clinically stable. However, he does require further workup for his LV dysfunction. It is certainly possible that this may be related to alcohol use, period. His dyssynchronous septum may be related to RV pacing, period. However, at some point he should have a nuclear scintigraphy to rule out ischemia / CAD as contributing to his abnormal wall motion, period. Functionally, comma, he is classified New York Heart Association class 1-2, period. He has underlying abnormality, but has no major limitation, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.